We're dealing with Nigi Begodim, Perik Yud Aleph, in the Goyim, Mishnah is Hein Vav, and I would suggest at this point that you pause and you look at the end of Parshas Tazria, the Psukim dealing with Nigi Begodim, because the Mishnah is the Torah Shebal Peh, is built upon the Torah Shebiksav. Mishnah Hei begins, and I'll give the background to Mishnah Hei, is in a situation where initially the Kohen came, and he saw these bad colors, a dam, bright red, or deep red, or deep green, your rock. And he was mazgir, the garment has to be put away for a week. And at the end of the first week, he comes back, and he finds that the color is still either a deep red or a deep green. And this is called the Ome Berishon. At the end of the first week, the garment, the color remains as it was, problematic. So here Yechabes, the garment has to be washed. I don't know if the Kohen himself has to be the one who washes it. It's not the whole garment either. It's the area with the stain. The stain has to be washed, and then the Yaskir. And then again, for a second week, the Maskir, the garment. Omei Bisheni, if at the end of the second week, there's still been no change, and the problematic color is still there, you saw it. That's it. There's no din of heklid shak to the garment. It's burned. It's just simply burned. So you saw it. And the same thing, the equivalent to heklid, would be, again, if there's pisoyon, whether in the first week or the second week, so pisoyon would be mitami the garment, and it would have to be burned. Hapoise, bezeu bezeu, and they're at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, Yisorev. Again, the garment has to be burned. So the Mishnah starts again by telling us, if the color remains at the end of the first week, you wash the area of the stain, and then you put it, the Kohen has it put away for a second week. If there's no change in the color at the end of the second week, the garment's burned. That's it. If there's pisoyon, if there's a spreading of the stain, either at the end of the first week or at the end of the second week, Yisorev. Hiku betchila. So then, if the Kohen comes, and before he can paskin that it requires hezger, hezger is a psak of tumah. Before the Kohen paskins that it's tamei, he sees that the color diminished. So Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yechabes v'yazgir. We view it as if it's at the end of the first week at this point, because already he saw that there was a original color and it was a change. So we view it as if it was the end of the first week, and you wash out the stain, and you mazgir. The Chachamim Amrim Ein Zokaklo. If he didn't paskin that there's any hezker, that there's any tumah to this garment before the garment changed and the original Adam Dami Rakrak went away and was diminished to a lighter shade, Ein Zokaklo. The Rav says, Ein Zokaklo Haskiro Vitor. He's not obligated to maskir the garment to say it's tumah and needs to be, watched, but rather it's tohor completely. Hiko Barishon. If at the end of the first week the shade of red turns to a lighter shade, or the shade of green turns to a lighter shade, Yechabes v'yazgir. Again, the stain is washed out and requires hezker for a second week. Hiko b'sheni. If at the end of the second week he found, let's say it remained at the end of the first week, but the end of the second week it was diminished, koro, or at the end of the first week was diminished and it stayed diminished at the end of the second week. So at that point, koro, he has to tear out the stain, visorif mashikora, and he has to burn that which he tore out. Again, this is if the diminishment is that the color is still red or green, but it's just a lighter shade of red. And then, after this point, where that part that had the stain, which was originally a dark red or a dark green, and was diminished. So after 2 weeks, he cuts out that stain, and he has to he burns that material that was cut out. Bitsurik matlis, and he has to put a patch on that area, because the Torah says uses the word od. So ivim tera od bebeged v'suraf es abeged. So the od tells us that there has to be a the Rab explains, "Bein od el makomo." Od means the place has to be, it has to be capable of receiving tumah again. So to have that capacity, you have to put a patch there. But tzurik matlis. Rabbi Nechemia omir eno tzurik matlis. Rabbi Nechemia doesn't require this. The halach is like the chachamim, that you have to put a patch there. The chachamim base their halach again, it says, because it says, v'im teira od, if it will be seen again. So what does Rabbi Nechemia do with the Od? So Rabbi Nechemia doesn't require matlis. So what does he do with Od? The Tosfos Yom Tov asks this question. So he needs it for, according to the Brice in Toras Kohanim, Bebeged, the Toras Kohanim says, Bebeged, Yochel Kol Shehu, the second time it comes back, it appears on the Beged, after the piece was cut away, so it appears somewhere else. It's possible that the smallest amount called shahu. So tamal number od marishon kegris. Originally required a gris. So afshni is kegris. And the rabbonon taught the shema minor. They learned out two things: that you still always need a gris, and second, that you have to replace the area that was cut away with a patch. And he's quoting the Maram Rutenberg. Mishnah Vav. Chozer negel lebeged. So there was a patch in the area, and the nega didn't return to the patch, even though the patch is there to be mekayim the ode. The nega returns to a different part of the beged, so it didn't come onto the matlis. So matzil es a matlis. So the beged has to be burnt, but before the beged is burned, you can take away the matlis, and the matlis requires hezger. Chozer lematlis, if instead of returning, when the nega returns, when the nega returns to a different part of Eged, so that Beged is burnt, but the matlis is saved, you can take away the patch, because it didn't come in the patch. But if the nega, when it comes back to the Beged, comes back to the Ode, the place, the original place that was torn out, to the where the matlis is now, chozer lematlis, sorry for a beged, then the whole beged, including the matlis, is burned. Then we're talking about a case now where, according to the Mishnah, Akron explains this is connected the din, because the beged's supposed to be muzger, and somebody comes along and he takes a piece of that, cuts out a piece of that beged, and he patches it onto a clean garment that's tohar. I told him in a muzger b'tohar. He patches from the tohar from a muzger garment to tohar. So chozer negel beged, if the negel comes back to the original garment in a different spot in that garment, sorry if it's a matlis. So in this case, the matlis is still, even though it's patched onto a toradika garment, it's still viewed as really a part of the original garment, and the beged and the matlis too, that was removed from the beged and used as a patch somewhere else, that has to be removed and burned. So the matlis has to be burned. If the nega, after the piece of garment was cut off from the garment, and it was used to patch a clean garment, and then the nega came back to that patch on the clean garment, chozer lematlis, habeged harishon yisoref. The first beged, it's interesting, from which the matlis came, is still viewed as attached to the beged. We know if it had still remained in the original beged, it would have been, it would indicate that the tumor returned to the beged. So even though it's removed, it's as if it's still there, and the first beged has to be burnt. Via matlis tishamesh es a beged sheni bisimonim. Now the matlis, even though it came from that original beged, and the original beged has to be burnt, nevertheless, the matlis is put in abeyance with the new beged b'simonim. So let me just read the Rav in this. So b'simonim she maskir im habeged asheni, the dino shel shenik ilu hanega bo binin in hezger binin in sreifa. Now since the matlis is on the new beged. So it's as if it was born here on the new beged in terms of the beged itself. It has a chumra by the old beged. The old beged is burnt because of this nega that's on the matlis. But it also affects the new beged. But not, so the new beged has to be washed now. Of the chol dover. So since it already had an attachment to the new beged, so hafilu holach hanegel gamri min achaticha. Even I think what the Rav means that even if the nega goes away completely from the chaticha, so in such a case, and then there's another nega on the new beged ton sreifa, because it's viewed as an extension of that original nega on the matlis. Because when the nega came back to it already, it was already husuk l'sreifa because of the nega that was on the matlis, the groom that was attached now to the Torah dika garment. So again, even if the matlis loses the nega, and a new nega appears, a second nega appears on the rest of the new garment, it requires sreifa because that nega on the matlis had ramifications both for the old garment. In terms of the old garment was burned immediately, it was a return. And the new garment, that if there's a return of a nega to the new garment, even if the nega disappears from the matlis, the new garment has to be burnt in its entirety. That's the end of Mishnah Vav, and it's a complicated topic.